I'm very pleased to be offering the first listener's gig review here on A Little Alternative. Now, I know I'm the producer of the show, but I'm also a listener, and as such, I want to tell you about a gig I attended last Wednesday. It was for Garbage as part of their 20 Years Paranoid tour. Now, the gig that I attended was held in the world-famous Glasgow Barrowlands Ballroom, a venue I've been to plenty of times, and their support were Honeyblood. So let me start the review by saying that the Barrowlands, although not maybe the most up-to-date venue, is pretty good for accessibility, mostly because of the staff. The security staff at the Barrowlands are incredibly helpful and will make sure that if you are blind or partially sighted, you get to exactly where you want to be. They'll also make themselves available on hand when they can. There is an accessible platform slightly raised at the back of the hall, but the friends that I know who go to concerts like the Garbage concert do not want to be right at the back. They want to be in amongst the action. So I can't talk too much to the accessibility platform. But if you have been to a gig at the Barrowlands and you've used the platform, please do let us know here on the show. So to the gig, and the first thing that I do whenever attending a concert is check out the merchandise stall. Now, I thought that the merchandise for the Garbage tour was pretty fantastic. It was a collection of memorabilia from across their entire 20 years, specially designed t-shirts. There was hats, there was a whole heap of things, but I know that David will be particularly interested in this. Was a very special vinyl edition of Garbage's version 2.0. I'm not sure if the vinyl is available in shops, but one thing I would say about the version that was on the merchandise stall is it was £45. Now, it's been a while since I bought merchandise from a gig because I find it has got incredibly expensive through the years. But unless this was a limited edition vinyl, I really couldn't justify paying £45 for something that wasn't even originally released on vinyl. Anyway, on to the gig, and the openers, Honeyblood, are a band that are no stranger to A Little Alternative. We have played many of their songs over the past few years. I loved Honeyblood. Now, they kick-started with their song Walking at Midnight, which I didn't know too well, but it was a real rocking track, and it certainly got the crowd going. Then they went into what is probably my favourite of their songs, Babes Never Die. The sound was not great, I must say, for the beginning of Babes Never Die, but the chorus really picked it up. But I must say that for me, Honeyblood really came to life with Sea Hearts. It's a song that I love. It's one of my favourites from theirs, and it certainly was their best song of the night. Now, Honeyblood being a local band from Glasgow, they did do due diligence and pay a lot of respect to Garbage for having them as a support for a few of the nights as part of the 20 Years Paranoid tour. It was nice, but it did feel that Honeyblood's set was rather rushed to get the main act on. Speaking of which, Garbage. Now, I have been lucky enough to see Garbage a number of times, and mostly, funnily enough, in the Barrowlands Ballroom. I've seen them as part of their first tour. I've seen them on the version 2.0 tour, and I also seen them at the Edinburgh Corn Exchange for the beautiful Garbage tour. So I've seen Garbage a few times. I also seen them for their Not Your Kind of People tour. And I'll say for that tour, Shirley Manson, lead singer, made quite a mistake at the Barrowlands. She was a little underwhelmed with the crowd at the gig that night and mentioned that she was disappointed in us because she'd played Manchester the night before, and all props to Manchester, she said they were a much better audience. And I feel the crowd turned against her at that moment. This time around, it felt like she was being intentionally very, very cautious about making a similar mistake. As much as Miss Manson did not seem incredibly happy through the majority of the gig, she certainly always pandered to the crowd and said what a fantastic time she was having. Now, all credit to Garbage, I agree. I think that the crowd on the Not Your Kind of People tour, and even this tour, which could well be Garbage's final tour, were not great. When a band first comes on, I really want to get kick-started and start jumping around and pogoing about. And the crowd during these last two tours have not been like that. I don't know if it's just because we're all getting a bit older as fans of Garbage, but there was not a lot of kinetic energy, let's say, amongst the crowd. So I could understand why they would be a little bit underwhelmed. Saying that, Garbage opened the show with a relatively unknown song. Now, it is from version 2.0, but it's from the 20th anniversary re-release of 2.0. So it's a song that I didn't know, called Afterglow, and they followed it with another song that was from the 20th anniversary release of version 2.0 called Deadwood. I also didn't know that, and both of those songs were pretty slow. So by the time they got to the first song that I actually knew from the original release of version 2.0, Temptation Waits, my energy had depleted a little bit and I wanted to be jumping around. Not the greatest idea for a band to kickstart their anniversary tour with two slow songs that are relatively unknown. And I've been to these tours before where a band are advertising this is an anniversary tour for an album. And generally what happens is they either start with a greatest hits, then play an album in its entirety, or start with an album in its entirety, then play a bunch of greatest hits. Garbage did neither of those. They did play every single song from version 2.0, but it was all mixed up. It wasn't in the order that appears on the album. It was across the length of the show. And the songs that they mixed in between, there was nothing from the original Garbage album. There was very few what you consider greatest hit tracks. And throughout the course of the two-hour gig, they managed to fit in three cover versions, which I don't think is great for a celebration of a band. One thing I would say that was fantastic was all of Shirley Manson's conversation pieces between songs. She was actually quite a delight to listen to, and I don't know again if it's maybe just my age speaking, but I could have done with a bit of a spoken word from Shirley Manson, maybe with a couple of acoustic Garbage songs thrown into the mix. As it stands, it wasn't one of my favourite concerts. Their encore was another slow song. A good slow song. I'm a big fan of The Trick Is to Keep Breathing. It's not the slowest song they've got, but it's definitely not something like When I Grow Up or I Think I'm Paranoid that would really get you going. And then the second and final song of the encore and the final song of the night was a cover, again, of David Bowie's Starman. Now, a great song, but for what might be the last time that you ever see Garbage live, do you really want the final song to be one that's not theirs? To end on a positive, though, when they were good, they were fantastic. There were some songs that were absolutely mind-blowing, including I Think I'm Paranoid, which always sounds good, and I could be wrong about this, but I don't think I've ever heard them do a live version of their Bond song, The World Is Not Enough, which sounded fantastic. As an aside and an old Nirvana fan, I also never really get over the fact of seeing Butch Vig play drums. He produced the Nevermind album, and there's just something about seeing him. He's got quite a distinct look and thinking, that guy produced one of the best albums of all time. So there is my Garbage review. Of course, I'm sure David's about to tell you, but we do want more reviews of gigs. Make them as detailed as possible. Tell us about the accessibility at the venues, but most importantly, tell us about how much you loved the gig and your highlights. As mentioned before, here is one of mine. It was the best song of the night, and it's one of my favourite Garbage songs. I Think I'm Paranoid.